You know, I want to say thanks again to our sponsors, Arias Medical Staffing, for bringing you this show. They just like to find physical therapists' jobs. So where do you want to go? So how about this? Sign up at ptpinecast.com, and Arias is going to hook you up with a $500 gift card to Southwest Airlines. Where do you want to fly? That's because Arias can get you a job anywhere in the U.S. So hit ptpinecast.com and then decide where you want to go when you win. All from our friends at Arias Medical Staffing. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. Live from the American Physical Therapy Association's National Student Conclave.
Ignite. 5 minutes, 20 slides, and no control.
This is Ignite. Had a chance to talk to the second Ignite speaker, Keaton Ray, from 2017's National Student Conclave. Keaton and her Hell Yeah. Love the fact that she just went for it in the title. She gives you a view into her story about that Hell Yes moment and why you should grab onto it. Take a listen to Keaton with her Ignite talk.
Hi, everybody. So before we get started, I have to tell you a quick story. We listened to Ryan's speech on youth stress and how to interpret stress in a good way. So I was really thinking about that as I was before this speech because it's pretty stressful. And I go over to Sharon Dunn and I say, "Hi, Sharon, how's your flight?" And she goes, "Good, are you giving an Ignite speech?" And I said, "Yeah." And she goes, "That was the worst speech I've ever done," and then left. And I was like, "Oh no." So on that note, let's get started. Does anybody know who this person is? This is Britney Spears, circa 2007. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was in PT school, my stress level was nearing shave my head and attack strangers with umbrella level. And let me tell you, it doesn't get any better as a new graduate. Overwhelmed by my clinical life and my personal life, a good friend pulled me aside and said, "Keaton, if it's not a hell yes, then you need to say hell no." Well, when I was asked to give this presentation, this was my response. Hell no. But I promise I'm not a total hypocrite for standing here and talking to you guys today. I got to thinking about the decisions that we make on a day-to-day basis. We go through life so overwhelmed by mundane to-do lists and tasks that we lose the ability to be present and mindful in our decision-making. Yet every single decision that you make today will in some way directly affect your future. For example, if you decide to head into Southeast Portland tonight after the conference, you may decide to get a tattoo and grow a beard and work at a coffee shop and become a Portland hipster. For me, this was a hell no when I moved here, but I'm gonna let you decide. But in all seriousness, does every single decision that we make have to be a hell yes? I want you to take the remainder of this slide to think of your most important long-term goal. You have 5 seconds. Got it? Good. Now, I'm assuming most of your goals have to do with physical therapy. So does this hell yes or no philosophy universally apply? If you're not saying hell yes to your neuroanatomy exam, should you say hell no? Probably not. But remember, your neuroanatomy exam is, in fact, only one small to-do list item on the long journey to achieving your long-term goals. So please succeed academically, but don't let doing so get in the way of your vision. Now, I want to tell you about the single decision that I made that changed the trajectory of my career. When I was in PT school at Duke, I had a quarter-life crisis. There wasn't a single clinical course that got me fired up about physical therapy. My friends were super into neuro or pediatrics, and don't even get me started on you sports people. You know who you are. I'd spent my entire life trying to be a physical therapist, so where the hell was my hell yes? I hadn't found one. Until, in 2011, at a conference just like this, I met a member of the Student Assembly Board of Directors who convinced me to run for a position. Let me be clear, this was not my hell yes. This was my hell why not. Another shameless plug, elections are happening here at NSC, if you hadn't heard. From personal experience, it is a truly terrifying and rewarding experience. So please go say hi to your candidates, otherwise they will find you. Anyways, I decided to run in a national election as a first-year student and was elected to serve for 2 years on the Student Assembly Board of Directors. Little did I know, this single decision would change the future of my PT career forever. That hell why not decision that I randomly made exploded into my hell yes, and a strong hell yes. Advocacy, leadership, entrepreneurship, mentorship, innovation, I found those are my skill sets, and that is now my fire. At first, it was really hard for me to admit that clinical care wasn't my driving motive as a physical therapist. But I've come to realize that each and every one of us in this room have a unique skill set and a unique energy, and that should be capitalized on. For example, my good friend Ifosa Gobadia, co-founder of PT Day of Service, turned down the opportunity to be the clinic director for a large rehab company in order to build their volunteer service program completely from scratch. Your student assembly president, Megan Roos, left a career she had pursued since she was 8 years old, architecture, to pursue an unfamiliar but promising career in physical therapy. Look where she is now. You'll hear from her in a little bit. If we all had the same backgrounds and motives, we would never exceed the status quo as a profession. So what unique interests do you have? And what unique tools are in your toolbox? And how as a profession can we capitalize on those things? Our profession desperately needs PTs who are inspired, excited, lit up about the world. We need phenomenal clinicians, innovators, brave entrepreneurs, federal advocates, researchers. As a profession, we need to radiate hell yes. So if you don't have that deep-seated excitement about your future, if you haven't found your hell yes yet, don't worry. Keep looking for those hell why not opportunities, because you never know what is lying just around the corner. Thank you.
After walking off stage and doing something like that, because doing an Ignite talk in front of, I don't know, 1,000, you know, more than 2,000, you know, 1,000 PT students, it's a little bit, what'd you feel like?
Terrified. I think I said this in my speech right before I started, but Sharon Dunn, actually, right before we went up on stage, she came up to me and said, oh, are you doing an Ignite talk? And I said, yes, I am. She goes, that is the most terrifying speech I've ever given. And
no
that wasn't the most encouraging pep talk, but no, it turned out to be really fun. It was good. It was a little intimidating at first.
So what made you want to write yours just like that? We just heard the audio, but where'd you get the inspiration for doing that? Why do we get all about hell yeah?
Well, you know, so when I was actually asked to give the Ignite speech, I wasn't sure what I would talk about or what I was even justified to talk about. And so I actually considered saying no to the Ignite speech. But after thinking it through for a while, I decided, you know, this could be a huge opportunity for me for learning how to public speak, to inspire students, to challenge myself a little bit. So my hell no initial reaction to giving the Ignite speech flourished into a hell why not kind of experience. And then now afterwards, looking back, it was a hell yes experience. So yeah, it was kind of an evolution.
Once you got started, was it easy? Was it harder? Or because the slides, they change every 15 seconds. It's hard to see that from the audio unless you were in the audience, but the slides changing every 15 seconds forces you to stay on task.
Yeah, it took a lot of practice, Jimmy. I'm not usually one to practice to exhaustion with public speaking, but my poor fiance, he must have heard this Ignite talk maybe 50 times. So I was pretty confident once I was up there that I was going to hit my marks. I was very well rehearsed, but getting to that point was fairly challenging, timing it down to the exact second.
What would you say to someone else who gets asked next year for 2018 National Student Conclave and their initial reaction is hell no?
Give it a chance. It's actually a really, really fun speech to give. Once you've got all the little logistics down, like timing out your speech and getting the slides set, it's a fun talk. But just be prepared. Just do your homework and practice ahead of time.
And your Ignite talk actually inspired a new feature on the PT Pinecast. What is your Hell Yeah PT project? Kind of looking for people who take that project that is their, you know, hell yeah thing, as you pretty aptly put in your Ignite talk, and they do that work after work or between patients or on the weekends, whatever that thing you pour your passion into, that thing that you definitely have to make a hell yeah. I want to know about it, and I want people to tell me about it because I want to share it because maybe someone else will get their own hell yeah moment.
I love that. I absolutely love that you implemented that. Yeah, you're hell yeah. You may not have one for those people listening to this podcast. If you're like, well, what the heck is my hell yeah? You don't have to worry about finding that right off the bat, especially if you're a student. I would just say if you don't feel that excitement, or if there's something missing, or if you don't feel like you're on your way to finding your hell yeah, start getting involved in extracurriculars outside of clinic. Start talking to mentors. Start taking people out to coffee and see if you can put some feelers out there to determine what your hell yeah is. So you don't have to have one at this moment, but keep looking for something that keeps you inspired.
Yeah, go back to that human element. That's what we're good at as PTs, right? Talk to fellow PTs. Talk to anybody who doesn't have to be necessarily in PT, but do exactly what you said. Offer to buy somebody coffee, and eventually you will find your hell yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I'm still on the pursuit of mine, but I feel like I'm getting closer every day, and definitely closer since I've given that speech. It really resonates with me now. So,
all right, we need one more hell yeah from Keaton Ray.
Hell yeah.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Want to thank our sponsors, Arias Medical Staff, and you can find out more information about how you can get a job anywhere in the U.S. doing the thing you want to do, which is this physical therapy thing, with Arias. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. And one common misconception that I want to get out of the way right away, it doesn't cost you anything. Yeah, they're not trying to get money out of you and then find you a job. They're just sitting there with a bunch of jobs, and you're sitting there wanting to go to different places and travel around and be a PT. Match made in heaven. Arias is the leader. They'll get it done for you. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. Paid travel and housing benefits. Positions in all of the 50 states, a variety of different settings, plus Con Ed money too. That's a big question in travel physical therapy. Great way to see the country, and you can do it as a new grad, a seasoned professional, AURESmedical.com. That's Arias. These guys have supported the show from the beginning, so we want to make sure you support them. And by the way, they're going to support you by getting you a job doing some PT.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and now Snapchat.
At PT Pinecast.
And online at ptpinecast.com.